identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. And I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself. And then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging? Yeah. Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely. This must be my dream.
105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. Sold. I'm just doing what we're told.
Counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
and I feel it burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that bunny watch it burn.
Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly.
Hey, hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Makes me feel alive.
Hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Thank you.
stories, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Thank you. 1057 CFW. Remember this one?
'90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
Line, I could go to with the curse. Come
my toes. The beats gives a feeling and a deep feeling. I believe in the faith that grows. And the four I chords can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die. And that would be alright. Alright. I want something else to get me through this life, baby. Listening when you say
fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride.
and you're already late. A no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think. It's like red.
From a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood and talk is cheap when the story is good. The tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
And more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is skip the extended warranties. Now, I've fallen for this one myself, but after a lot of research, I've figured out that there's a reason the Best Buys and the Apples of the world are so hot to sell these warranties. And it's not because they're going to save you money. These things, whether they're called an extended warranty or a service contract or a protection plan, they are often loaded up with fees and rules, and you will rarely actually need to use them. What I do instead, I have my own warranty fund. Every time I'm tempted by an extended warranty, I put the money I would spend on that into a savings account. I mean, you'd be surprised how fast all that adds up. And now I have money I can use to fix or replace any of my stuff if it does break, with no hidden fees or rules. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Apparently sensing an existential threat to their power, Idaho GOP leaders are pulling every lever to defeat an open primaries and ranked choice voting citizen initiative. The measure would allow over 275,000 independent voters to have their voices heard in primaries and offer more choices to voters. Proposition 1 would repeal a 2023 law prohibiting ranked choice voting in Idaho, establish a top 4 open primary system, and use ranked choice voting to ensure the winner among the four candidates receives a 50% plus 1 majority. Over 97,000 qualifying signatures were delivered in July. Since then, the state attorney general filed a suit to invalidate the signatures, claiming they misrepresented the proposition to voters. That suit was dismissed. Then, Secretary of State Phil McCrane quoted a scare tactic cost of $25 to $40 million to implement ranked choice voting, citing the replacement of the state's ballot tabulators. Idahoans for Open Primary cites the state of Maine's implementation for less than $500,000. Governor Brad Little publicly opposed it September 27th. Then October 1st, Republican House Speaker Mike Moyle told the Idaho Capital Sun that the legislature would likely amend or repeal the measure if voters approved it. Six other states, plus D.C., vote on similar measures in November. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For 93.5 The Tap, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz is coming to Wisconsin on Monday. Walz will first appear at an event in Eau Claire before traveling to Green Bay. Walz was in Eau Claire in August. For his Eau Claire visit, the Harris-Walz campaign said that Walz will speak directly to voters with no other details available. It's the latest of several stops by candidates from both parties in the past 2 months in Wisconsin. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was in Dodge County earlier this week. The Chippewa County Board voted to deny a claim by Sheriff Travis Hakes to pay over $27,000 in legal fees. The claim stems from an investigation into Sheriff Hakes last year involving accusations of misconduct, including inappropriate messages sent to a female employee and potential code of ethics violations involving his real estate business and private weapons sales. The investigation eventually led to the county board voting no confidence in Sheriff Hakes. The board voted 14-6 to deny the legal fees claim. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
One more warm day today, then fall is going to kick in over the weekend, and we may actually have some frost or a hard freeze by early next week. Today, partly cloudy, becoming sunny, 74 this afternoon, 42 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, afternoon, evening sprinkles with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
CFW.
80s. And more. 105.7 CFW.
1057 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.